Welcome everybody. Welcome back to the East Coast Audio. We got Bar Dre Purnell, myself, Travis Bryan here with you for a SmackDown recap. This show aired September 12th, 08, but we didn't get to see it. Well, we didn't get to see it at all since CW didn't care to show it.
Well, thank God for YouTube, brother. Thank God.
Yeah. Good luck, Internet. Want to jump right into it?
Yeah, let's jump right into it, brother. First of all, sorry to all our fans out there, and what's up? And let's do it.
Yeah, what did you think of the show overall?
Good show. Enjoyed a lot of it. I enjoyed the whole Kozlov angle, which we'll get into later. I enjoyed the main event match, Fatal 4-Way number one contenders match. And R-Truth. He was the truth today on the sense of... We'll talk about that later, but I'll explain why. Those are my 3 points. I wanted to get them out the way early. And I'll explain why those are mine.
Maybe I can go the other way. I'll go... it was a good show, but it did have a few things here and there that kind of brought it down. Namely, Triple H throughout the show. He just doesn't know how to be a cool baby face. And not be just a total douchebag.
He's a douchebag. That's pretty much it. I mean, he's a douchebag as a heel and a face, and I just think...
Yeah, but it's worse as a face, because he's supposed to... Because he gets cheered, and his stupid-ass fans in the arenas cheer for him. They cheer his lines, even though, no matter how horrible they are.
And his lines are pretty horrible.
Yeah. But the show opened up with the pretty decent highlights of the SmackDown Scramble. Because again,
we said that for the ECW Scramble as well.
I was gonna say, like I said on the ECW show, I didn't see the Scramble match. Oh, I didn't see the pay per view at all. But they really made this Scramble, and as well as the ECW one on Tuesday, they really made this Scramble from Unforgiven look really exciting, and. Make you think, maybe I will order a replay, or do like Triple H said, and go out as soon as it comes out and get the DVD.
Get the DVD.
So they hype a Fatal 4-Way that you brought up a moment ago for the number one contender slot. It's going to be Shelton versus MVP versus the Brian Kendrick versus Jeff Hardy to see who gets a shot at Triple H's title at No Mercy. They come... To the arena, inside the arena, they have a Triple H full intro.
And one thing I wanted to say about that was, I guess I wasn't on or anything. I thought his promo music, I thought he had two different types of music. Remember when we
had the whole discussion about it. I'm like, okay, he's coming out. He's going to wrestle and he's going to open the show. I thought maybe, but he just came out and cut a promo. And he talked about, as he's coming down, Ross, I think, put over the fact that he wants to see another Scramble match. And Taz talked about how there were so many title changes during the actual match. Current champions, not champions. So they're not going to acknowledge changes on as they should.
It's not going to be in the almanac, you know what I'm saying?
No, not at all, or anybody's website or nothing. It shouldn't be. Maybe like in parentheses, like just for that match, but not to count them in the, you know, like the official title change.
No.
Triple H came. He said that's when he put over the fact that if you didn't see Unforgiven, go out and as soon as the DVD come, go out and get it. Then because I get royalties from it.
Douchebag.
Out of all the douchebag lines he had, that wasn't nearly the worst.
I agree.
But he's not a heel, and it's like, why are you even bringing that kind of stuff up? Like, people don't want to think about the business aspect of it. They advertise the DVDs and the T-shirts and stuff. They go out. That's why that whole DX stuff, where they were trying to be cool, like, yeah, we're schmoozing and we're whoring, but... We're acknowledging that we're, whoring our, DX heads and wristbands and glow sticks. But yeah, so he said go out and cop the DVD. He gets royalties. He talked about that. He said it was hundreds of title changes, thousands of near falls, and CM Punk got punked out by Randy.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Being a face.
I didn't like it because of the whole, I guess he's selling the DVD, so I guess he has to mention a Raw thing. But
CM Punk technically didn't get punked out. So, I mean, how is he get, what I'm saying?
He got jumped. That's not exactly the same.
But that kind of didn't settle well with me. It was kind of lazy. He didn't elaborate what actually happened. Oh, CM Punk just got punked out. I don't really give a fuck about the Rising Star.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come up most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.